Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. You know, one day, a day just like today, the Lord is going to return. And His return is going to be so sudden and swift, it's going to take people by surprise. Now people are looking for the return of the Lord. And before Jesus came the first time, people were looking for the Messiah. And two knew that He would actually die for us. And I think the man's name was Simon, and the other, and the lady that was a widow woman from the, she got married and her husband died, and she spent 7 years going to the temple and praying, looking for the Messiah. When we look for Jesus, we love Him. We want to see Him. I'm in a hurry for Him to come back on one end, and then I'm not on the other end because so many people are not ready. They have not heard the gospel yet. And there are people in every generation that have not heard the gospel properly, and some have not heard it yet because they never were around where people would teach it. Even in this country. And some people they've heard about Jesus, they know about Christmas. And that's a holiday that preaches the gospel and explains why He comes and that He's coming again. But as surprising as it is, some people have not learned the true meaning of Christmas yet. And they have not realized that Jesus came and died for them. But now He's got to come back. And He's coming back suddenly, without warning. People are going to be doing their daily routines, and the rapture will happen. So that He can judge the world for rejecting Jesus. And the Father's going to judge this world because they rejected Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. And all the pushback from that you feel when you minister the gospel to people, those who reject getting saved, they reject the gospel, they reject life. And then when people get healed, some people get offended because our loved ones got healed in Jesus' name. And they try to find something wrong with it. And they try to find fault. And then they try to find fault with ministers. And then other religions. And people turn their shoulder from God and get angry. Psalms chapter 2 says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? If there's no God like they suggest, why do they get angry when you mention the name of Jesus? It's because Satan is angry and they're like him. The reason we die is because we're born in a fallen state. We're born in sin. And the Lord did something about our condition. And our state is not our fault, but we were born from parents who sinned. Adam and Eve, they sinned. And their children, they died so death would come to their children. But the Lord loves us. And if we choose to live, we can. Choosing Jesus Christ is choosing life itself. Believing on Jesus and then rejecting life is rejecting Jesus too. With the life of God, we've been made complete in Jesus. And we need Him. We need His word in our heart. And I'm so thankful that He saved me. I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad that God is God. I'm glad that God is in charge of all things. I'm glad that He's the God of this universe and all things. Everything made, Jesus made it. But because before Jesus was a man, became a man, He was the Word of God. And nothing was made without Him. And He loved us so much, He became one of us. I love Him. I always will love God. And the Lord my God, my King, my friend, my Savior, and by the Holy Spirit, my God, He guides me in life, helps me navigate through this life and understand what to do next. I love His will. His will is good for us. His will is wholesome. His will is the love of God expressed to us. I love His word. His word is life to us. I love His ways. As I get to know His ways, I learn more about Him. His character, the way He do things, the way He process, the way He evaluates things. And I love His people. People that love God. I love all people. People that are deceived, that need Him. I want to give them light. Though if you love God, live the light. Give people example, a hope that they can have, so that they can live too. Every person is precious to God. If a man has 5 children, 3 of them love God, and 2 of them don't, that parent wants the others saved too. He loves each of his children equally. And he wants all of them. He wants the best things in life for each one of them. No matter what happened, no matter how they were born, he wants them to have a good life too. And we have to learn God's ways. When we study the Word of God and we see people getting healed and blessed and people being raised from the dead, that's our property. We can do the same thing. Jesus died for us so that the total man can be whole. Sometimes people are born with challenges, mental disorders, physical disorders. Some are born blind, some are born deaf, some both. But the Lord our God can make things right. He paid for it. Now, cold religion don't want people, Satan don't want people to know God. Satan is the author of cold-hearted religion. Cold religion is just as antichrist as antichrist. And in our religious systems, our theologian schools, and sometimes denominations, tares talk and guided the church wrong into a stalemate. And the only way to rise above it is to receive God's word in your heart. You can't go by institutional Christianity. You have to go by the word of God. You have to go by what God is saying. You have to study His word for yourself. You have to learn to listen to Him. You have to hear Him. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And as you learn from Him, incorporate it into your life, and it will work. Incorporate the things of God into your daily routine. Love people like God loves you. Love people the way God loves you. Jesus said, "Do unto others as you will have them do unto you." And then Peter wrote a greater word. After Jesus had died for us, he wrote, "Love others like Christ loved you." So it's important, folks, to love God. Loving God is coming to life. coming to life is loving God, to learn to walk in His way, to love His will, His word, to adore His love. And all those who love God, they're complete in Him. We just have to learn what He did for us and believe it and receive it and act on it. And when we do that, we live, and it's good. We need to know the Lord and treasure Him. And when we do, we enjoy life, the life of God. And it's a blessing when people join in and enjoy that same life. All the things that went wrong in our time, people did it through rebellion and deception. But it's going to be, oh, now God has to judge people for the things that they've done. And all the wickedness and all the rejection. Every person who interfered with people getting saved and blessed, and they worked against God's people because they hate God. That's why the Lord's going to judge the world system. He's not. See, people live on the earth. The earth is going to be here when everything is done, when the judgments are over. Nothing's going to happen to the earth where it'll be destroyed. The world system will. The rule of man will come to an end, and Christ is going to set up His kingdom. And the Father is going to judge the world. Many people are about to die in the tribulation period. Massive earthquakes, all kind of problems, wars. People are going to die because of war, because of famine, because of earthquakes, floods. The drinking water is going to be turned to blood, and then the oceans are going to be turned to the blood of a dead man, and everything in the ocean will die, and it's going to be a miserable. You won't be able to get away from the stench. The world system is about to be judged, folks. It's not going to be good. The Lord loves us, and every judgment is designed to cause people as hard as evil as they are to repent, so God won't have to destroy them. And the devil is trying to root himself in the governments. 10 kingdoms are going to give their power to this satanic man. And he's going to promise good things and lie through his teeth. He's going to flatter people and make it against the law to be a Christian. And 10 nations are going to give him their power, but not every nation. And it's going to be bad. And they're going to have nuclear weapons. It's going to be bad. It's going to be hard to fight him, naturally. But he won't be able to defeat the two witnesses and the 144,000 Jews who proclaim the gospel will be out there winning souls. And they're going to go everywhere and win souls. All throughout the land, all throughout the earth, where the church didn't go. It's all about to happen, and the Lord's mighty return is about to take place. And those who love God are about to be rewarded because they worked as unto God. They did God's work. They dedicated themselves to do His will. And I thank the Lord that His soon return is about to happen. But I want as many people out there to hear Him and know Him That's what these broadcasts are for. I get amazed at all the different broadcasts. The Lord told me, he said, I want you to do as many broadcasts as you can. And I did all of these things at his command. And for years, he gave me revelation that I didn't share. It was for this broadcast, these broadcasts. Because people that come on this website, they're hungry. They want to know God. And most of it is about relationship, knowing God. See, Daniel said, those that do know their God will be strong and do exploits. So it's important that we do the things of God. And God can mightily move in our lives. When the rapture happens, it's going to be very interesting how things happen. Only those who are in Christ will go be with him. In some families, in the best cases, the whole family will be gone. Sometimes the parents will be raptured and the teenage children will be left. Or anybody over their age of accountability, which ranges with age, because there are sometimes children are able to judge sin. And they didn't get saved. So there would be some children here too. But if they're at the age when they don't understand sin, little bitty children, toddlers, they'll be gone. All babies gone. And the only babies that'll be here are those who are born after the tribulation period. And it's going to be bad. That's why Jesus said, pray that your flight be not in winter. He was talking to the Jews about the times that they're going to have to flee Jerusalem and Israel. They're going to have to run to the mountain where God will protect them. See, if their flight happened on a Sabbath day, the Orthodox Jews only go 3/4 of a mile on the Sabbath day. So they might stop running, like and they should keep running, but because of their beliefs, they'll stop running and get caught. And then he said, pray that it be not in winter. It's hard to travel and rush in wintertime. And then he said, pray that your flight be not in winter, and those who give suck, those who have little children, nursing children. It's hard to run to the mountains with carrying babies and all the stuff they'll need. Because you're going, all at once, the armies are coming. You got to get out of there and go to the mountains. Now, all this is prophesied in Ezekiel. The Lord's going to protect his people in a mountain. He's going to cleave a place of safety for the Jews who believe. See, when the Antichrist go in the temple, which they're about to build, he's going to proclaim himself God. And that's when the Jews' eyes will be opened. The blindness prophesied by Isaiah will be complete. And their eyes will be opened. They'll know that Jesus is God. And most of them are going to be destroyed. He said a tenth will live and return and be eaten, which God will receive. They'll be in God's kingdom. But 90% are going to die tragically. And we have to, the word of God is true. Everything that's not like him will fall. All the prophecies are in place. And it's good. Everything God did is good. It's important. And he did everything precisely and with a purpose. Trust him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your might. Follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God. Live that mighty life, because you can in him. We are complete in him. And I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.